Hey there, welcome to Trans Experience, the podcast where real people from the trans community get together to share their stories, struggles, and victories.
Get ready for some genuine and relatable conversations that dive into the heart of the trans experience and beyond.
We have so much to share, so grab your headphones and let's dive into the awesome and diverse world of becoming and living our own truth.
Welcome to Trans Experience, this is LG. And today I'll be flying solo. Maddie's still out there in the Northwest getting trained for her new position. Congratulations and shout out to you, sister. And Callie and Tay are out on personal business. We miss you, girl. So today we get a little bit of intimate time with just me as your host. I wanted to also take the time to thank Gabagool, which is the producer of Gabagool Life, a YouTube channel where you can find many episodes that are fun. One of them, the latest being Trans Woman, which is the latest episode that I was honored and privileged to be a part of. One of the things that I love is that I share credits with my sponsor, Ms. Regina Wells. Shout out to her too. I also wanted to give a shout out to our friends from the Mirror on the Wall, Gary and Victor, which we kind of did a collab last weekend, which was supposed to be our episode air this past Monday, but I kind of dropped the ball with that, so I apologize for that. But thank you guys for being a part of our recovery, and thank you for inviting Trans Experience to be a part of that as well. So with that said, today I would love to just have a little bit of an intimate moment with you ladies and gentlemen and everyone in between. I just wanted to say we're grateful for the support that we're getting from you. It's really an honor and a privilege to be able to use a platform that give us the advantage to be able to have a voice, to have an opinion. So thank you for allowing us to do this week by week. And we're really grateful to every single person that listens to our podcast. With that said, let's see. So last week I went to Cali, which is where I was raised. I went to visit my sister and it was kind of like an emotional drive there because I remember 2 years ago when I was still in my addiction and I was coming back to Arizona, the state of mind that I was in was totally freaking different. I was in despair, hopeless. I felt my life was useless, pointless. It was such an emotional wreck, a mental wreck, and a spiritual wreck. And to go back 2 years after to go and visit my sister with a different mentality, with a different state of mind, it was kind of like emotional a little bit. As I was driving and I was seeing all the viewpoints, I was seeing all the rest stops that on my way here, I stopped to use and, you know, be stupid, being able to drive to those places and just remembering everything that I went through and the life that I have today, I can't help but to be grateful. I was sharing with one of my friends that there was a point once I reached Rosemont, which is to where I went, my stomping grounds were Antelope Valley, Palmdale, Lancaster, Little Rock, Lake LA, all of those places in Cali. And I got to drive through Palmdale a couple of times, Lancaster as well, and to see all the trap houses, to see all the places where, you know, like I got to use or I got to do other things was kind of not overwhelming because I didn't felt overwhelmed, but it was so, I don't know how to describe it. I guess when I was talking to one of my friends, Jay, which he was a guest to our episode a couple of times, I told him about it and I was like, you know what? I didn't feel the need to use. I didn't feel that I wasn't triggered. He's like, that's because you went back to those places and you conquered them. And I guess that's the best way to describe it. I felt that I had conquered something that I wasn't able to conquer before. And the reason I share this is because as trans woman, at least for myself, I never thought that I could get out of that. I always thought that that was my destiny and that was as good as it was going to get for me. So being able to go back and relieving everything that I went through and finding value and worth in the mistakes that I've made and seeing how in the big book we say that we no longer regret the past nor wish to shut the door on it. And to be honest with you, today I really feel like that. I feel like I needed to go through the things that I went through in order for me to become stronger, to build character and to build a stronger relationship with my higher power. And being able to do those things and being able to be there for my family today, not only physically, but being there emotionally, mentally, you know, to support them and to let them know that I'm there. You know, I'm no longer was locked up in the bathroom for 3-4 hours claiming that I was spending time with them. You know, they actually got to enjoy their auntie for a minute. My sister got to enjoy her sister for a minute. And I had a really blessed time, and it was actually really marvelous. I really enjoyed it. I got to go to the church that I used to go to on my first few attempts, and I got to see one of my first counselors, or at least one of the ladies that worked as a counselor in the place that I went to rehab back in 2015. And she saw me and she was like, wow, you look so much different. And, you know, being able to connect with that past and see how in every step of the way I was taken care of, and that everything that I went through had a purpose and had a point, is just marvelous. Today I live a life that I'm really grateful for. And I think that as a trans woman, that means a lot to me. I have a job that really encourages me to be me. And by the way, I just got promoted. I'm a case manager now. Whoop, whoop. You know, and I'm really proud of that. I love that I work at a place where I'm appreciated and I'm allowed to be me. I have great supervisors. I have great co-workers. There's something that happened in my family a week ago or so, and I was really in my head. And I feel a certain type of way because, you know, we do worry. Just because you're in recovery doesn't mean the life doesn't happen. And for the few 3 days that I was, you know, in my head, once I got to work, like, it was gone, because the environment that I work in today, it's so freaking non-toxic that I didn't get a chance to be in my head. And I'm really appreciative of those things. Shout out to my bosses, because to be honest with you, it really means a lot to have that line of support. Not only that, but I have great friends and great advisors today that really tell me the truth and don't sugarcoat shit for me, you know? My friend Jade, which I really would love to bring her on the at least one episode. You know, I was talking to her and she was like, well, you know, you're doing this with the right mind. You're not doing this for self-seeking motives. You have the right mindset, so don't be afraid of doing it. And probably like later on, I'll explain to you guys what it is that I'm talking about. But it's nice to have friends that support you. I got to chat with Callie today. She's doing great. And to see the line of support that I have today, I posted this video today on our Facebook that said, my biggest flex is to have a great circle of women around me. And I'm really blessed by that, because as a trans woman, it's not typical for us to build those relationships, which it should be. We should normalize trans women's friendship. You know, I think that a lot of times we're so busy tearing each other apart that we don't get to see the blessing that it is having a sister, the blessing that it is being able to count on someone that can totally understand you. Today I do. Today I'm grateful for Maddie. I'm grateful for Callie. I'm grateful for Tay. I'm grateful for Miss Regina, for Miss Kim, you know, for all of the ladies that are a part of my life today that I never thought I would have. With that said, one of the things that I've noticed lately in Facebook is how people that don't agree with the way that we live our life, they go to our pages and they comment evil, mean things to us, when in reality, if you really take a look at it, you don't have to go on my page. You don't have to like what I do. You know what I mean? Here's the thing, like, for example, I don't like tuna, right? So I don't go buy tuna just so that I can talk shit about it. You know what I mean? Like, and that's what it feels like sometimes when people go on our page or go on somebody else's, you know, from the community page, and they start talking shit. It's like, you don't have to be there. Nobody invited you to be there. You chose to be there and to become bitter by the content that you're searching. See, like, if I don't like something, I'm not gonna walk into it. And not at any given time do we, especially, you know, the girls that I know and myself, and I think that I can speak with them, and not at any time we tell people, you have to accept that. You have to accept everything that we do. And it becomes law. No, it's not like that. I don't know what most of the community does, but I know that for most part, the community that I'm around, we don't want you to accept us. All we want is for you to respect us. And that's totally fucking different. You know, you don't have to agree with me, but you do have to respect my boundaries. You do have to respect that I chose to live my life like this, because just the same way that I don't want people to rule or tell me what to do, I'm not going to go back and do the same shit to other people neither. So like, we need to stop that hate. If you don't like what we do, stay out of our pages, stay out of our event. Like, if you don't like tomatoes, don't put them in your sandwich bitch. Like, simple like that. I don't know. This be frustrating me a minute, you know? And then they talking about this whole, let me change the subject to Leah Thompson and how they got through her medals and all of this. You know what? Like, I'm not even going to pretend to say that I agree that she should. No. I get it. I think that as trans women, we should have and create our own lanes. But I also think that you still have to respect that individual. And if her pronouns are she and her, we need to respect that. If you want to take her freaking medals and not honor, you know, like her competition or her participation in that competition, I understand why you would disqualify her. Totally, I get it. But that's still a human being. That's still somebody's child that you need to respect. I don't see what's the point of like dragging her through the floor and saying all of this shit about her when all you need to do is just say like, you know what? We're going to need those back. Thank you, ma'am. I don't see the need for calling her sir, calling her like, it's disrespectful. You know what I mean? Like, be respectful of others if you want to be respected. That's all I'm saying. Another thing is, I saw this video today and the guy was Marco RC, I think it was. And he was talking about like, this trans woman, she's saying that she finally is legal and blah, blah, blah. And he's talking shit about her because she said that now she's finally a legal woman. What is it to you if she is or if she's not? Mind your own goddamn business. And if you, again, if you don't like the content that you're seeing on your fucking TV, on your fucking screen, swipe up, swipe down, change the channel, turn the dial, do something so you don't have to be there. You don't have to freaking intake everything that freaking social media has there for you. If it ain't for you, skip it. Say it with me. Skip it. Swipe it. Jerk it. Push it. Pull it. I don't give a fuck what it is that you need to do. Just don't fucking mind it. You know, like we fought too much. This is Pride Month. And you know what? A lot of people are not in agreement that we have a month. Well, fucking deal with it. We get a month. You don't want to celebrate it? You don't have to. I don't see Jewish people complaining during Christmas time. Like, why do they get a whole month? Like, bitch, stay down. So let's normalize minding our own business. I think that's what the fuck we need to do. We need to normalize minding our own goddamn business. People be sweating, you know, people be sweating other people's fevers. And I don't think that's right. Mind your own goddamn business, staying in your lane and be happy. You're only accountable for you. You're not accountable for everybody fucking else. And I don't know why I'm so angry today. I guess it's because this bitch has left me alone. I feel alone. But you know what? I'm really proud of my sisters. Maddie's doing great things. And it's an honor to know that bitch. You know, it's an honor to see the things that she's doing for our community and advancing in life. You know, so with Tay. Tay is such a family individual, you know, and she's so attached to her culture. And I love and respect that. You know, I think that especially, you know, as minorities, we should be more loyal to our culture and be a part of them. I love Tay for that. She's so attached to, you know, going back to the rest, participating in her ceremonies. And I think that in order for us to make a change and to be viewed at a different light as trans women, we need to be a part of the community. We need to be seen and we need to participate. And I love that Tay does that as well as Miss fucking Madison. You know, I love the fact that Callie is such a good spirit. She's always, you know, positive and she's always trying to do the very next thing, the very right next thing, you know, and it's amazing to be a part of this cast. And I know the last week I dropped the ball with the episode, you know, and I apologize for that, but not for one second doubt that we are here because we love doing this. We appreciate the support that all of you guys give us. And this is a privilege to be able to talk to you guys, to be able to, you know, publish content and to be able to express our ideas, to express our emotions, and to tell you how we feel about certain topics. You know, we've touched from religion, the trans experience. We've talked about our names, like how did we know? You know, all of those topics are just topics that we think that might relate to you and might be able to be of service to you and that might encourage you to live your life to the fullest. And again, mental health is so important for these things because at the end of the day, if you're not mentally right, if you're not mentally stable, if you don't work or and process through your traumas and through all of those cognitions that we have in the back of our head, like we're destined to fail, you know, like we have to understand the map that was depicted in our brain as we were raised, getting raised, or as we were growing up, I guess you can say. Maddie would have so be fucking laughing at that, but you're not here, bitch, so you can't. But like I was saying, like being able to navigate that mental and that mind map, that what was depicted as we were growing up, is so important. And the only way to do that is to be able to find some mental stability. And sometimes we need therapy. Sometimes we need counseling. Sometimes we just need to talk to somebody, you know, and express how we feel and become you. The beauty of being you is that nobody else can be like you. Someone told me this week, like, you know, you're better than me. And I'm like, no, bitch, I could never be better than you, because I was not created to be you. I was created to be me. Just the same way nobody could be better than me, because I'm the only one that was created to be me, I couldn't be better than anybody else, because they were created to be them. And as long as we understand that, and as long as we work on our mental health, I think that we can change this world. And this is not just a message for the LGBTQ plus community. This is a message for any individual out there that is struggling with self-image, that is struggling with self-identity, is trying to understand and comprehend who they are as a human, as a person. You know, like, be true to yourself. And at the end of the day, the only person that you need to satisfy, it's you. You're only responsible for yourself. Yes, we are responsible for the environment we create for others around us. But if you create an environment within you of joy, happiness, and peace, that's what others are going to get from you. Self-peace is so important, guys and girls and everyone in between. I think that I'm grateful that I'm able to have it today. I'm grateful for the life that I have. And I don't think that we're that different when it comes to trans, straight, gay, bi, you know, white, black, Hispanic. Maybe we have different beliefs, but at the core or essence is light, is energy, is positivity. And at the end of the day, we're all trying to live life to the best of our abilities. And we all seek the same, to be loved, to be accepted, to be a part of and not apart from. It's so important for us to fellowship. It is so important for us to accept who we are. And if you have a chance today, call somebody and tell them how much they mean to you. Let them know that they are important in your life, and allow them to be you, allow them to be them around you. You know, I got to enjoy my nieces, my nephew, and my sister this last weekend, and it was the best experience, because I was able to be myself and I was able to see them being themselves, and it was so fucking amazing and so genuine, so organic to have that family time with them, with people that truly get me, that truly love me. And that's what I have around me today. As a trans woman, these things are important. And I know that I was all over the place today. I know that I shared about my opinion about a few topics, and I hope that all of this shit makes sense to you. Everything that I do, I always do it from a place of love and from a place of trying to help the world and trying to give my best view and trying to give the best of me. And today, this is what I have, and I hope that anything that I said today is able to brighten your day. I hope that you have a blessed day. Thank you for listening. Even if it was a night, during the day, during the evening, it don't matter. I hope that you enjoy the rest of your day. And bless and be blessed. You know what I mean? Thank you so much for tuning in. Hopefully we'll get a better episode next week. Today you just got me. It's not the same without my girls. But I will tell you this much. We're here to stay. We love you. We appreciate you. And happy Pride Month. Woo! This has been Trans Experience. Thanks.
Thank you for listening to another episode. We hope you enjoyed it and will find the time to leave a comment with your feedback.
You can like us and follow us on facebook.com/transexperience3.
Also, feel free to email us at transexperience3@gmail.com. Thank you.